Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. As we get rolling out here tonight, first we're going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you again for another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, right now that you would touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus, knowing that your word said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised thee from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us, so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing to do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first of all, the family and friends who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you, Lord Jesus, you to touch and comfort them as only you can through your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. And then for those dealing with COVID-19 as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then finally, Lord Jesus, for situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations just like that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the news, on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so now we're going to get ready to roll out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. Wanting to say to those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, press the number one, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, your prayer praise, prayer requests, or any of those kind of things. We'd be glad to hear from you as we get rolling out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, and Ruth, who do we got with us tonight?
Well, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Brother Jim, and me.
All right. Well, with that, Ruth, we're going to get started here tonight, and we'll see who we got any prayer requests for tonight.
We need to pray for Emily.
All right, and yeah, she's got an unspoken today, so we'll just leave it at that. And, of course, as Emily would say, our first responders, and people in nursing homes, the nursing home workers, medical workers, et cetera. You got a scripture for us, Ruth? Huh? Hopefully you got more than seven verses. Ruth, you got to be off mute.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous she with mercy and giveth. For such as he blesseth of him shall inherit the earth, and they shall be cursed of him, shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passeth away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. That was the entire chapter of Psalm 37, 1 through 40.
Amen. And so what we'll do, now we got some good music to get rolling out here with on the Success Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study. And we say to those who called 424-243-9617, just press the number 1, join the conversation, give your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things, and we'd be glad to hear from you. Amen.
why me, Lord? That's what I kept on saying not too long ago. It seems like I was living in the darkest hole. My sadness and my anger start to take control. I had a lot of stuff weighing on me, y'all. I shed a lot of tears that you didn't see, no. But I couldn't let grief consume me, 'cause I got a little girl depending on me. It can't rain forever. The sun's gotta shine again. I remember that old saying, so I kept praying. And you should do the same, my friend. I stay prayed up. That gets me by. That's how I made it through my darkest time. Yeah, I'm a sinner, and that's no lie. Thank God my prayers are heard, 'cause he knows I try. Yes, I stay prayed up. Yes, I stay prayed up. See, the only way I made it through my pain is through God's favor.
Why me, Lord?
Why me?
How am I supposed to raise these kids alone?
Kids alone.
I do the best I can to keep a happy home.
Happy home.
It's hard to do it now, my better half is gone.
Gone.
Got a lot of eyes looking at me, y'all. Judging every move that I'm making, y'all. I'm just trying to do the best that I can.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard 'cause I'm just an ordinary man. It can't rain forever.
No, no, no.
The sun's gonna shine again.
Gotta shine again.
I remember the old saying, so I'll just keep on praying. And you should do the same, my friend.
I stay praying.
you'd like to get in contact with us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have or regarding the programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by kjv1611ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, @gmail.com. Again, kjv1611ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer to your subject line. And we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen.
7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network.
Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617 and 424-243-9617. Press the number 1, join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday,
take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on The Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio. 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang, with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Then on Thursday, Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Friday.
It's not because God left us. It's because we refuse to heed the lighting of His word. For it stands against the universe, and forever He will reign. He is God. He has not changed.
It's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show. It's where you get Bible College on the air with no homework. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, and last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Ruth. I don't know what's going on with me, but I just... I'm so down, all I want to do is sleep and have no appetite. I feel like it's just better to sleep right now.
Sweetheart, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, Rosie, I wish you really knew what you could say or do, but I'm just disappointed. All I want to do is sleep, and it seems like anybody I talk to doesn't understand it.
I wish I did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. Better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National Mental Health Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Now it is time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And this week we are going into Revelation chapter 22 and verse 19. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 19.
If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from those things which are written in this book.
All right, Ruthie, one more time.
If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from those things which are written in this book.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, found in Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. Revelation chapter 22, verse 19, which tells us very simply, you take away from God's word, he has a serious, serious consequence for you. You will be taken out of the book of life. Even if your name was written in there, it will be taken out because technically you were never in there in the first place because you wouldn't be messing with God's word. Found, once again, in our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Revelation chapter 22 and verse 19. Amen. Issue hall open? We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number's 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations, so we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now.
That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. And that's for sure. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road as we roll along here on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. And want to remind those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. We want to hear from you. Amen. With your prayer requests, prayer praises, and any of those good things, just join right in. Don't be shy. As we continue on with our good gospel music tonight, amen.
The gift that looks good on you.
You are born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement. If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven says.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you sit down on your ears.
Don't you let them.
But the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up. Looking good.
The gift, it looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it
and
well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you.
And you wear it.
All right, close
it
up now. You wear it. Works for you.
It looks good.
Tell somebody, just be you.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Uh-huh.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better
the
you
gift,
than you.
It looks good.
And you will.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you.
Yeah.
And
come
you
on, let's take it up.
Well. It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Y'all wearing alto
the
wear.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
Good attitude.
It looks good on you.
It looks
good
on you.
The gift, it looks good.
And you wear it.
And you wear it.
Come on,
well.
Let's encourage somebody to be themselves.
God has
graced you. God has graced you to be
and you.
You
wear
it's an honor.
Well.
Take it out. Soprano.
It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
That's right, soprano.
The gift, it looks good on you.
I see you.
It looks good.
Y'all wearing soprano well.
The gift, it looks good on you.
You're graced in that work your grace.
The gift is of the good. And you have it well.
God has graced you with things to pray.
God has graced you.
Come on. Somebody say, operate in your grace. If you operate in your grace, it'll make you prosperous.
God has
graced you to be you. Honor it. Sinners, you got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, sinners.
It looks good.
Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
The gift is a good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
The gift is a good.
And you wear it.
And you everywhere.
God has graced us all.
God has graced
the gift.
You.
Now wear it well.
You everywhere.
This is it.
The gift is a
for the Lord.
And if you're looking for the Lord,
where is he?
He's in the holy place.
knees and you said, I know, but tomorrow, ooh, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today.
Contact with us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. There are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have or regarding the programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by kjv1611ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, @gmail.com. Again, kjv1611ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, If you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer it to your subject line, and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program
here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com. That's paypal.com. And in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen. Now it is time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And this week we are going into Revelation chapter 22 and verse 19. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 19.
Any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from those things which are written in this book.
All right, Ruthie, one more time.
If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from those things which are written in this book.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, found in Revelation chapter 22. Verse 19, Revelation chapter 22, verse 19, which tells us very simply, you take away from God's word, he has a serious, serious consequence for you. You will be taken out of the book of life. Even if your name was written in there, it will be taken out because technically you were never in there in the first place. Because you wouldn't be messing with God's word. Found, once again, in our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Revelation chapter 22 and verse 19. Amen. And that's something we don't want to do. Don't mess with God's word. Amen. Because that there is some serious stuff. Amen. And we have a lot of Mickey Mouse Bibles out there that do just that. They mess with God's word when they shouldn't. And as we continue on here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus and the Wednesday Night Bible Study, we hope everybody's enjoying. And if you do, and you wish to, those that called in, 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press number 1. Join the conversation, and we'll take your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things yet. You still got time as we continue to roll on here on the Wednesday night Bible study. Amen.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody great, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried. Body great, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody
greater. Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
over my,
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We get up,
back up again.
We fall down.
Oh my, my,
but
my.
We get,
we get back up again.
For a
thing
is just
a
sinner.
Oh, yes, we are. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we fall down.
Say now.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down.
We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again.
We fall down.
Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For a
saint,
just
a sinner. Oh.
Got us a
Real good set of music there. Now, we're fast approaching Ruth's Bible Prophecy here on the Wednesday Night Bible Study and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. We hope everybody's enjoyed the show so far. Amen.
7 days a week. But what you really want? The Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just ready to say heck with life and ready to feel like I'm feeling like I'd be better off 6 foot under.
Yeah, I want to do that, Em. I don't know much about this.
Well, that's just how I'm feeling.
Well, if that's how you're feeling, you may call a friend. But remember, they're not professionals, and they may not know how to help you. It's better if you call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Is your hall open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right. Come on now.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are blessed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you.
He'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
In the Holy Bible, it tells us of the day when the beast shall walk among us and many shall fall away. Famine, war, and desolation, nation rising against nation, trouble everywhere you turn. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world is gonna burn.
Lesson is the metric system. For several years, there have been circumstantial evidences that the metric system might become the generally adopted means of using meters, liters, and kilos instead of inches, feet, yards, pints, quarts, ounces, and pounds. The present antiquated measurement system of the United States of America is based on arbitrary, unrelated units. For instance, the inch came from measuring a man's thumb from knuckle to tip, foot from the length of a man's foot. A yard represents the distance from shoulder to fingertip, and a mile, 1,000 paces. A treatise written at the beginning of the 14th century on English weights and measures begins. By consent of the whole realm, the king's measure was made so that an English penny, which is called sterling, shall weigh 32 grams or grains of dry wheat. 20 pence made an ounce, and 12 ounces made a pound, and 8 pounds made a gallon of wine, and 8 gallons of wine made a bushel. The metric system developed in France during the 1790s is based on the meter, which is 1/10,000,000th of the distance from the North Pole to the equator. A meter equals 3.2808 feet. All units of measure, smaller or larger than the meter, are in tens. Thus, 10 centimeters make a decimeter. 10 decimeters make a meter, and 1,000 meters make a kilometer. In the metric system, area, volume, and mass measurements are derived from and directly related to the meter. The Celsius temperature scale has a water freezing point of zero and a boiling point of 100 degrees. Thus, the metric system meets every requirement as a universal measuring system. Therefore, it stands to reason it has a good opportunity of becoming the universally adopted system. When Thomas Jefferson was Secretary of State, it was suggested that the USA embrace the metric system, then also proposed by the French Republic. Of course, the USA did not go along with the recommendation, but in the last several years, we've seen various constructive suggestions made within the framework of our national government to change the United States over to the metric system by the year 2000. In August of 1965, the House Science and Astronomics Committee sent a bill to the House authorizing a three-year, $2.5 million study on the advantage of shifting to the metric system. 5 years later, in October of 1970, it was announced that NASA, National Astronautics and Space Administration, was to become the first U.S. agency to adopt the metric system. This policy went into effect 180 years after Mr. Jefferson urged such action for his country. Of course, there's going to be considerable opposition to such a system, which is completely foreign to us Americans, because housewives must learn to buy butter by the gram, milk by the liter, cloth by the meter, and highway speed signs will be changed from miles to kilometers. Other changes will bring on the scene new nuts, bolts, tools, metal thicknesses, and mechanical drawings of different standards. Of course, there will be a grace period for transition when all measurements will be of the present system plus the metric system, giving the angry citizens time to change over and become acquainted with the new system. Let's make a brief, careful examination regarding the logical reason for such a system. I'm reminded that about 5:30 one morning during World War II on the New Mexico desert, a tremendous violent explosion took place, which was the detonating of the first atomic bomb. Many of you reading this remember these circumstances very vividly. I remember getting my copy of the local morning newspaper in the state of Virginia, where I then lived, and the headlines boldly declared, "Atomic bomb explodes." Everybody I met that day was excited about what had happened and its potential. A lot of people were scared, to put it mildly. It wasn't too many days later that the United States government exploded two more bombs of night nature over two different Japanese cities, bringing death and devastation to thousands and World War II to a grinding halt with unconditional surrender of Japan. Since that time, there have been the subsequent research and revolutionary development of the atomic bomb, producing sophisticated weapons for war, which include guided missiles with atomic warheads, hydrogen bombs, and outer space vehicles circling the Earth with fantastic weapons of destruction, which can be pinpointed to land on any given target anywhere in the world at a moment's notice. Presently, 90% of the world, more than 110 countries, use the metric system. With all nations adopting the metric system, you can see that the eventual centralized control of all measurements and weights is most necessary. In other words, the day of individual nationalism is almost over because the day of a one-world government has arrived, and in order to keep man from annihilating himself and to keep the nations under control, there must be a one-world ruler exercising authority over a one-world government. Naturally, out of this must come a one-world measuring system, which is long overdue. And we see it being perfected before our very eyes at this moment. Of course, you know yourself there has to be a prophetic Bible reason for all of this, because the Bible is the architectural blueprint for the nations of the earth, and prophetic-minded students of God's Word are able to visualize God's permissive world through all of these happenings. Now, let me show you why I believe this whole program is on schedule. The devil taketh him, Jesus Christ, up into an exceeding high mountain, and shewed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Matthew 4:8-9, KJV. In other words, Satan tempted Jesus Christ by showing the Son of God the kingdoms of this world and offered them to Christ if God's Son would only worship him. Of course, he did not. Christ refused the amazing, ridiculous offer. Yet, the astounding truth is there just the same. means to say that the kingdoms of this world are under satanic control. Please keep that in mind. Satan controls the kingdoms of this world. Some of you listening to this may object to my theological position in this matter, but I may caution you, as one of many listeners, I'm staying right by the Bible, because the Word of God plainly says, Scripture, and we Christians know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5:19 in your KJV. John the Apostle, in his first epistle, declares that the entire world system is passionately embraced in the arms of the devil and is comfortably asleep in trespasses and sins and is willingly under the complete control of the evil one, Satan. Satan's systematic order of business is to capture the world through his ultra-professional program, and we must understand that Satan will do so by bringing about the one-world government, which will allow him to place his Superman at the head of such a system. That's what we see taking place at this present time. He's so gradual, it's taking place almost unnoticed. That man will be given Satan's power, authority, and Satan's seat for a period of 3.5 years, 42 months, 1,260 days, or a time times and half a time. Scripture, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Revelation 13:2, 5, 7, and 8, KJV. Beginning to understand from this portion of Scripture that Satan's worldwide program is to imitate God's, and in order to accomplish such, Satan's world system is to gradually work itself into a universal government overseen by a universal ruler who will be completely satanic in every concept, higher concept, excuse me. Therefore, we are perfectly correct in our outward observation, watching the gradual trend of governments unifying themselves into a position for Satan to bring on the world, seeing his super rule, the Antichrist. Therefore, I strongly contend that the metric system is a closely fitted part of the overall plan for the consummation of the age. Who would have thought 50 years ago the United States government would ever adopt such a system, having previously turned down Mr. Thomas Jefferson's friendly proposal? But now, NASA is employing the system in all of its technical reports, notes, and memorandums, contractor reports, and special publications, paving the way for when the entire system will be adopted in every phase of government in the USA. To my way of thinking, this is one of the signs of our times and points to the soon second coming of Jesus Christ. From my personal observation of the Scriptures, I believe the metric system will become 100% operative in all the governments of the world, especially will the English-speaking governments, which are presently non-metric, even if eventually become 100% cooperative in this universal plan of measurement. The reason being, Satan knows Jesus Christ will eventually come back to this earth to establish a reign of righteousness, which will prevail throughout the length and breadth of this earth for a millennium of years. Why do I say this? Satan knows the Bible, too. Scripture, and the Lord God shall give unto him, Jesus Christ, the throne of his father David. And he, Christ, shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1:32-33 in your KJV. We all know Satan is in opposition to God and God's Son, so naturally the evil one will endeavor to stop God's ultimate program. He will like to throw a monkey wrench into the works of his crazy could. That's why he brings his Antichrist on the world scene and gives his Son power to continue 42 months unhindered, persecuting every element of godliness in the universe. It will be during that 42 months rule that Satan's Antichrist will gather the armies of the world in the beautiful fertile plains of the Valley of Jezreel, followed by a determined, ruthless attack upon the city of Jerusalem. Scripture, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity. Zechariah 14:2. Satan's international army recruited from the nations of the earth will be sent to the state of Israel, congregated in the Middle East sector of the world, for the outward purpose of annihilating the Jews and attacking the city of Jerusalem, but in all true reality to oppose Jesus Christ at Armageddon. Scripture, and I saw the beast, Antichrist, and the kings, rulers of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him, Jesus Christ, that sat on the horse and against his army. Revelation 19:19. Christ's army was composed of all the saved of all ages and the angels. Please see Matthew 25:31 and Revelation 19:14. Jesus Christ in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation is seen coming down from heaven, followed by the armies of heaven, to crushingly defeat the satanic forces of Antichrist, coming back as God's appointed dictator to bring to naught the satanic, cunningly devised one-world government, to yield the death blow to the one-world ruler and his associate, the false prophet. Scripture, and the beast Antichrist was taken, and with him the false prophet, second beast, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Revelation 19:20, KJV. Therefore, we Bible students who observe the signs of our times are perfectly within our rights to anticipate the worldwide adoption of the metric system as another step nearer Satan's goal of placing the governments of this earth under the Antichrist. Yet at the same time, we have the glorious promise that God's great dictator, none other than Jesus Christ, will at the right moment return to the earth and destroy the forces of one world government, judge the nations of this earth, put the 12 tribes of Israel under the rod, establish them in the original land promised their forefather Abraham, and then he, the rider of the white horse of Revelation chapter 19, will begin a reign of righteousness upon the earth that will last for 1,000 years, and Satan will have no part in that reign. God will be supreme throughout the whole earth, because Satan will be in the bottom of the pit, prison house. Scripture, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3. When Christ returns, the nations of this earth are to be judged and dealt with by a revolutionary plan already laid down in God's holy word in Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. From then on, a progressive governmental structure on an international scale involving universal righteousness is to increase month by month, so at the end of that millennium of years, righteousness will prevail on a scale never before experienced on this planet. Such a glorious victory by Christ over Satan will bring about the final culmination of God's program for this earth in its present form, because at that time Christ will have completed his assignment as God's dictator, that God may be all in all. Must be wonderful. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:28 in your KJV. We're seeing the hand of God at work in the world, even in the world, even in the adoption of the metric system by the nations of the earth. If you were living 50 years ago and by chance should have gone into a blacksmith shop, you would see all sorts of tools, some crooked, some bowed, some others hooked, but you would not have condemned the smithy because of his various tools. They were all used in the course of the blacksmith's work. Such is true of God. Some of the things we see going on may not make too much sense to some of us, but let's remember, God is at work in the world, working out his complete and the perfect will, whether it is permissive or directive, yet it is still his will. Therefore, we should rejoice that we are part of God's will. We're seeing signs that the metric system has become a part of our everyday living. Recently, while getting a tire inflated at a local filling station, we saw passed on the window of the establishment a comparison of the weights and measures of the metric system with our present system. The federal government has begun various educational systems with various segments of our citizens to acquaint them with the metric system. Therefore, we have every reason to believe that the metric system will be universally adopted by the end of the century and will become the one-world system of weights and measures. It's amazing how we observe the entire prophetic scene. We recognize that the many faceted endeavors of man's life are in harmony with the culmination of this age. I see nothing missing. The prophetic clock steadily ticks off the minutes of fulfillment relative to the signs of our time. The metric system is one of those signs. Okay, and the next lesson will be the little horn.
All right, and so who do we got with us, Sister Ruth?
Well, we're usually crowded in here with a bunch of angels and God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost, which is cool. And we have you, Jim, and me.
All right, so obviously we know that he usually doesn't press the number one, but we know that it's been a good show, and we're going to let you give us a closing prayer, Ruth, and then we're going to close out with our last little
segment, and then we'll be out of here tonight.
Yeah, he mentioned earlier he's not feeling well, so I'm going to pray for Jim. Dear precious Lord, in the name of Jesus, be with Jim tonight, and he feels better and gets a good rest. And be with Emily. She told me she's not feeling well either, so Lord, just take care of both of them. And anyone else who needs help tonight, I know you who they are and what they got, and you can take care of it, sweetheart. And we just want to praise and bless your name and thank you for the program. We love you so much, precious. Amen.
Amen.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Welcome to the Six Eyes Stay Warm But Safe segment, where it is better to be warm and safe than cold and in your grave. Today I'd like to talk to you about safety with different types of heating. First of all, let me talk to you about furnaces, whether gas, propane, or oil. First of all, have your furnace looked at by a well-qualified technician, not your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your brother, whatever that claims they know what they're doing, but a well-qualified technician who has went to school for such things. Also, be sure to change your air filter once a month, and be sure there are no debris, clutter, etc. around your furnace. Moving on, let's talk about fireplaces. We're talking about the gas-type fireplaces or wood-burning fireplaces. These areas must be well vented through a chimney. Be sure there is no clutter near the hearth, etc., and children should not be allowed to play in such an area. Also, be sure there is no debris close to the area that could catch fire. Now let's talk about space heaters. There are many types on the market today. First, let's talk about electric space heaters. Be sure all electric space heaters have the shut-off feature. Should they be tipped over, they shut off automatically. Secondly, be sure to check the cord on a monthly basis. What you should check for is, one, where the plug plugs into the wall socket. Be sure while the unit is working and running that the plug is not getting warm. If it gets warm, replace the electric heater. This is because it can overheat the plug and cause melting of the plug and an electrical fire. Secondly, check the length of the cord from the plug to the electric heater to make sure there is no melting or fraying of the cord, which can cause a fire. Also, be sure all cords are not under or around the space heater itself where it can be overheated or cause a trip hazard. Next, the space that a space heater should have. All space heaters should have a clearance or space between the heater and all objects near them. This is easily accomplished by putting your left leg near the heater and your right leg next to the object you want to make sure there's space between. You should be able to stand easily between the two without cramping yourself. This is at least a 2-foot space or span. Also, above the space heater, there should be nothing between the space heater and the ceiling. This will give it proper room for allowing heat to escape the heater without causing fire. The reason for this is, if, for example, wooden furniture is near it, the furniture can become overheated, dry out, and thus cause a fire. Objects such as cardboard or paper can easily become overheated and ignite. cloth objects can easily overheat and become ignited and cause a fire. This is why there should always be a 2-foot span around the heater and at least over the top of the heater from the top of the heater to your ceiling should be always clear. And never, ever touch a space heater with your bare hands while it is running. Electric heaters that have fans, do not place anything on the area of the space heater where the fan is pulling air into the fan, known as the intake valves. This can cause the heater to overheat and burst into flames. Also, put nothing on the going air because of the same reason for the cause of fire. In fact, nothing should be on any space heater of any type because of the reason that they can cause fire. Now let's talk about propane and kerosene heaters. These types of space heaters burn with an ignition source and flame. They put off CO2 due to the igniting process and the burning process. These space heaters require proper venting. They should not be used in a closed house without proper ventilation. Without proper ventilation, these heaters could cause the CO2 to build up. You would start to feel sleepy, fall asleep, and never wake up again to see your family, and they would be very saddened at your passing. So do not use these space heaters without proper ventilation. Finally, let's talk about what they call torpedo heaters or propane heaters. Some also are run by kerosene, and these heaters have a fan that takes the heat source and makes it at an extreme heat, more heat for the buck, as they say. The fan blows across the heat source and makes it hotter. These heaters are usually used in a garage-type environment. Once again, because of the heat source, propane or kerosene must be properly vented. Should never be used inside of a home without proper ventilation due to the CO2 buildup. As I stated before, this is true of all heaters, no matter their type, whether in your fireplace, space heater, torpedo heater, whatever. Young children, teenagers, or yes, even you adults should never allow children to play around them, nor should you touch them while in operation. These are causes for serious burns. We do not want you to be burned due to your space heater. Remember, proper space for your heater, proper checking of the electrical, and proper use are all important when using heaters. And finally, we want to reiterate with what we started with at the beginning of this segment. Here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want you to be safe but warm, because it is better to be warm and safe than cold and dead.
And we're going to catch you tomorrow night on the Jumbo Braille program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, 9 p.m. We say God bless, good night, and we'll see you tomorrow. Amen.
Good night, everyone.